I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. As Kimmy Schmidt, she escaped her mole woman past, and I'm pretty sure he invented the podcast. It's Watch What Happens Live with Ellie Kemper and Mark Maron now. Live, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two seasoned comedians warning you not to play our drinking game unless you're prepared to do some spit takes. My first guest is the very talented star of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and The Office, whose book, My Squirrel Days, is now available in paperback. Go pick up a copy, squirrel friend. Please welcome Ellie Kemper. So happy to see you. And as the host of one of the most successful podcasts on the planet, you'll find him in the center of the Venn diagram of people who've interviewed Barack Obama, Sharon Stone, and Carrot Top. His new movie, Sword of Trust, is in select theaters now. Say hi to Mark Maron. Hey, Mark. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
We hadn't met.
Oh, okay. First time.
It was the first time right outside. It went well.
Very well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Very exciting, and I want to say congratulations.
Thank you. I'm expecting.
Yes, and this is an adorable dress.
Thank you. I think it's working. It's not actually maternity, but I'm making it work.
It's super cute.
Thanks, Andy.
And guess what? You may wind up being a class mom, which brings me to our bartender. She is the author of You've Been Volunteered, a class mom novel, out on Tuesday. She also, as Gelman's wife, she knows who takes longer in makeup, Kelly or Ryan? It's Lori Gelman. Hey, Lori Gelman. Lori. It's Ryan, right?
It is Ryan.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. No
question. It's all the ab crunches and
yes,
all that he does.
Yeah. And the hair.
And the hair. Yeah.
Let's get started. You know, tonight was the second part of the Real Housewives of New York City reunion. Shocker, Ramona was at it again. Watch.
Harry and I are like great friends. When we did kiss, it was like kind of like kissing cousins. I got a little, had too much to drink, and he should have
cousins
never
kiss
kissed
like
me.
That.
Of course, I responded, like, shit happens.
We had the vet.
They
freeze
it.
They don't do that.
If you were on like AC,
like if you're going
with
Anderson
month,
on your show,
body and Mona,
it's from Millenniums.
It's from what?
Millennials.
I can't pronounce anything correctly.
Millenniums?
It's from Millennials.
Ramona, you've really been feeling yourself.
I'm feeling good.
You're showing your ass. You're really into your body.
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly.
I've changed. I've evolved,
baby.
Yes.
So
changed. She's changed. Has she changed? Mark, you have had a ton of absolutely incredible guests on your podcast. If you don't mind, I have some questions about some of our favorites.
Okay.
So, Barack Obama, you were understandably nervous before interviewing him. Did you have any, oh my God, what the F did I just say moments when you were finally with him?
No, but he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you got a lot of pickup for that interview.
Well, I mean, the President of the United States said the N-word in my garage.
Right, yes.
It was in context.
Yes, but of course it was. When Robin Williams was on in 2010,
yeah.
What stands out the most for you now about your conversation with him?
Well, just that it was just the two of us, and when he's just alone one-on-one, he's very shy, very thoughtful, you know, seemingly somewhat sad, but he didn't entertain at all. So it was just really what a sweet guy he was, really.
You interviewed Lorne Michaels in 2015.
Yeah.
Now, you finally got to ask him about not casting you on SNL.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you didn't get to say that you wanted to, or were you trying to be professional in that moment?
Well, he really went out of his way to explain it to me, and I really sort of had to believe it, but there was part of me that was sort of like, well, still, you know, why not?
Right, right, right. Roseanne Barr, she was on in 2016.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you would ask her if you had her on the show today?
What happened?
Right. Sir Paul McCartney, as a Beatle, I mean, he's a living legend. What was the most normal thing about him?
There's nothing normal about a Beatle.
Right, right.
I mean, but there's nothing normal about Paul.
All right, thank you very much. Mark Maron. Before we get to your questions for Ellie and Mark, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Ellie's sunny disposition already makes me feel warmer than my pre-show Fresquilla flight, which is just three tiny Fresquillas. But since Mark is known for his more biting humor, I want to try a fun experiment with these polar opposites. It's time for a dose of Clubhouse uppers and downers. Ellie, I'm going to give you a crappy situation to make better. Mark, I'm going to give you some positive scenarios. I want you to give the Debbie Downer treatment to that.
No Ellie. Problem.
Ellie, your family planned a surprise party for you, but somebody spilled the beans and ruined it.
That's okay. I love beans, and now there's more food to eat.
Mark, you're nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, but it's for best pants or something.
Ellie, you missed your flight home by 5 minutes, and there are no flights until tomorrow.
I love airport restaurants.
Mark, you just won $1 billion playing the lottery.
They lost it.
Ellie, you hosted a dinner party and now all your guests have food poisoning?
They are gonna get so skinny.
Mark, everyone keeps lavishing you with compliments on your new haircut.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Thank you very much. You know what? It's like Goofus and Gallant, if you get that reference.
I get it.
Yes. Yeah. Second, Mark Maron is one of the OG podcasters with his show WTF with Mark Maron. And something we both share is that we keep souvenirs from our interviewees. For example, he kept the cup Barack Obama drank from, and I kept Lady Gaga's pee without her knowledge and turned it into perfume. There it is. The urine perfume, and while we all let that dichotomy sink in, let's see how well my guests have let some lesser-known podcasts sink in with Real Pod or Total Fraud. I'm going to give you two potential podcasts, say if it's real or fake. Nana Pearls of Wisdom. Need a Nana but don't have one? Nana Pearls here to answer all your questions about cooking, crafting, relationships, and more. Is it real or fake?
Fake.
That is fake. Eat, Pray, Thought. Discussing all the things that matter, like career goals, religion, and the greatness that is dick.
I could see that
dicks.
Being a podcast.
Dicks like dick?
Yeah, like penises.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's yes.
That is real. I'm going to subscribe. Okay, what about Jew Oughta Know, a journey through the story of Jewish people?
That's got to be real.
I think it's real.
That is real. Thank you very much.
What about
Mandy Moore Problems? A deep dive into Mandy Moore's acting projects and why every one of them would have been better without her.
No, everything that Mandy Moore is in is good. That is not real.
Yes, it's a fraud. What about Fart This? Contestants duke it out for the title of the ultimate fartist by demonstrating their best fake tooth sounds.
I hope that's real.
That is real. Thank you very much.
That's real.
Wow.
Okay.
A lot of airtime. Finally, it's not every day that I have two comedic talents like Ellie and Mark in the clubhouse. I thought they could interpret the work of some of my favorite unintentional comedy legends known as the Real Housewives of New York City. So here's what. It's time for another installment of Clubhouse Playhouse. We're going to be doing a scene from the season 9 New York reunion. Ellie, you're going to be playing Bethany Frankel. Mark, of course you will be tackling the role of Ramona Singer. Step on over to the green screen.
Okay.
And we will see how this goes. Okay. We've got prompter for y'all.
You're getting into character.
That always happens to me.
And scene.
Today, both my assistants were waiting for the elevator. You walked right in front of them and did not acknowledge either of them. They're below you by your standards.
I do not look at people as below me.
You don't treat staff nicely.
Where is it? Oh, I disagree. I treat people very nicely.
Well, you treated my assistant, who you've known for 4 years, like shit.
Look, I didn't know who she was.
You've been at my pool with her, serving you drinks.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Listen, you know what? Sometimes I go into a zone. They didn't even say hello to me. Why didn't they say hello to me?
Because they're intimidated.
You zip it. Why are they intimidated?
I don't know. You got your tits hanging out, your hair down to here. You got crazy eyes. You got f***ing chicken in your purse. You're a horror show. She's crazy.
I am what I am.
Well, enjoy that, animal.
Wow. I don't look at you. I don't look at you. Sorry. I don't look at it that way. If you do, fine.
And scene! Come on, back over. That's incredible.
They don't pull any punches.
Well done.
Thank you.
I don't feel like I did Ramona justice.
I
don't even know her.
I feel like you were wonderful. I feel like you were wonderful.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick call. Jonathan from Chicago, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. First of all, I just wanted to say I thought this season of New York House Parks was amazing, and I'm loving the reunion. Anyway, my question is for Allie, and that is, did you reach out to Sally Struthers before playing Gloria in Own the Family?
Thank you for watching that.
You were brilliant,
thank
by the
you,
way,
the
and
whole
I love
show
that
was.
Entire
Thanks.
Thing.
Great,
yes.
Thank you
it's
for
incredible.
Saying that. I was so honored to be included in that. I did not reach out to Ms. Struthers, and maybe that's for the best because I don't know, she might not.
Did you hear from her?
I didn't hear from her, but wow. It's such an iconic role. You know, you feel I've never done something like that before,
yeah.
So you feel like you don't want to bother anyone. But that was such
that was thrilling.
A
that was thrilling
yeah.
to watch.
It was,
I absolutely
it was cool
loved.
She's a character. She did an episode of Marin.
Oh, she did.
Sally Struthers, yeah. Struthers did, and she's like a trip, man.
Oh, I believe
so
it.
So funny.
Yeah.
So wild.
I would love to talk
possible
to her.
Beverly Hills Housewife. Let's go to Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Mark.
Okay.
Have you and James Franco ever made up since your awkward moment during that live WTF podcast show?
Me and Franco, James Franco, we had a weird tension. Yeah, he came on the show. I think we made up. We seemed to get along pretty well. Yeah, so that's done.
It's good.
Yeah.
The beef is squashed.
Yeah, I think it was a misunderstanding. Right. He thought I was being an asshole and
were you being an asshole?
I think he was being the asshole. I think he,
Let's go to Susie from New Jersey. Hey, Susie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Love you. Congrats on 10 years. Watch you every night.
Thanks.
My question is for Ellie. Ellie, what did you think of Trump being inserted into one of the final episodes of Kimmy Schmidt?
What did I think of Trump being inserted?
Yeah.
You know, the show is sort of, it's written so far in advance that it's hard to keep... It's hard to anticipate what will be politically relevant or not. I guess Trump is like sort of will be relevant for the next little while.
Right.
So I think it's good that there was some politics inserted. I'm trying to come up with a very fair answer.
Diplomatic answer.
Diplomatic answer.
Were you happy with the Netflix ending?
Yes. 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 And in fact, we just finished shooting an interactive special. So there is one final, wow, like, finale.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, another
farewell.
Okay,
let's go to Sabrina from Seattle. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I'm so excited to be talking to you all.
Yay.
Yay. My question is for Mark.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Would you ever consider having Jon Stewart on your podcast, or would that be too tense for you?
What is... You're really pushing me. Look, I would do it if he would do it, but I really think that ship has sailed, you know, if we're talking about trouble. But but yeah, I'd be open to it. I think I got it coming. That whatever he has to say to me.
Right. Right. When was the last time you spoke to Louis C.K.?
Right before the stuff happened.
Right before.
Yeah, and I haven't, he has not... We haven't spoken.
Would you have him on the pod?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would. I would have to have him on to, you know, if he wanted to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be able to have him on just to like, talk about his new stand-up act.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Ellie, Justin A. wants to know the biggest purchase you made with all your Netflix cash.
Oh, my endless Netflix?
Yes.
The biggest purchase. I like to shop at Century 21, so I feel like that together might be... Does everyone know what Century 21 is?
So you bought Century 21.
Yeah.
Yes. On next week's part three of the New York reunion, there's still a lot of friction between hashtag Countess and friends. Here's a sneak peek.
Luann, you've said multiple times that you think the ladies are jealous.
What is it then? Why do they not leave me alone about this cabaret show?
I had a realization.
It's like,
ladies, are you jealous of Lou?
No, no, no. It's always about her.
Okay, where's your daughter going to school?
I don't know. Yeah. We haven't even talked about that.
You didn't ask?
We don't know anything.
You don't know where her daughter's going to school?
That's insane.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
She didn't know. All right, guys, it is game time. This is gonna be fun. Okay. Mark's character on GLOW may be a fixture of the female wrestling world, but if he and Ellie don't know their wrestling trivia tonight, they are about to have a ringside seat to a male talk show host getting his ass kicked, which happens all the time. It's time for a rumble in the clubhouse. Okay, who could that be at the door? It's professional wrestler Nikki Adams.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki Adams. Here's how this is gonna work. Mark and Ellie are WWHL. Wrestling announcer Paul will read wrestling trivia questions for both of you. For every incorrect answer, Nikki will perform a wrestling move on me. Here we go. Try to get them right. Paul, what's our first question?
Ellie, which former pro wrestler starred in the 1993 movie Mr. Nanny?
There's no multiple choice?
No. It's so obvious, though. 1993. Who was the wrestler that was starring in movies at that time?
Hulk Hogan.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Yay!
Thank you.
Okay, next question, Paul.
Mark, which of the following is the real name of a wrestling move? Shawn Michaels' sweet chin music or Chris Jericho's body bop and drop?
Which is the real one?
Yeah.
Body bop and drop?
It's sweet chin music.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Okay. You were off the bat.
Hey, I did that on the head. I like this.
Ellie, finish The Rock's catchphrase, if you smell what The Rock is, what?
If you smell, I don't know this. If you smell what The Rock is, you're too close.
It's cooking. It's cooking. I recently learned it too.
It's
all
cooking.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
I don't understand the end of it. I'm nervous.
Oh. All right. I can go with this. Thank you. All right, should we do one more? All right.
Okay. Mark, which former pro wrestler dated George Clooney? Was it Stacy Keibler or Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella.
It's Stacy Keibler.
On purpose. You're an asshole. I think you did that on purpose.
Oh, his neck.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. You can see Nikki at the Warriors of Wrestling in Brooklyn August 23rd. I just broke my arm. Mark, how much of the movie was improvised? Like, I heard most.
The entire movie, really. About 99% of the movie.
Wow.
You kind of work with a framework. Lynn Shelton, the director and writer, co-writer, they do like a script slash treatment. There's about 50 pages. There's definitely a story, so we improvise within that story. But the whole thing was improvised.
Let's go to Corey from New York. Hey, Corey, what's your question?
Hey, everyone. Ali, my question is for you. First, I want to say you are amazing. So be honest, how annoyed do you get when people ask you about an Office reboot? And what are the chances of it actually happening?
And what are the chances of it actually happening? I love it. That was a great way to ask if it's actually ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Because how annoyed do you get? And is
and
it
is
happening?
It yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't get annoyed at all when people ask. I would love there to be a reboot, but I don't think there will be. So that's a sad answer. But maybe like a reunion episode, that would be fun. I'm looking
at
you like you could orchestrate it. I'm like, well, get it together? Okay.
It's time for my Mazel and Jack Hole. Since both of my guests were born hilarious, I thought I would let them do the honors. Ellie, do you have a Mazel of the day for us? We're just making you work, bitch.
Okay. I do. Yes, I have a Mazel of the day. So my Mazel of the day, I'm pregnant. I'm feeling the baby kick. I'm feeling very maternal. It's great. But what I really love is exploiting my pregnancy. On the subway, I stick out my belly real big, so everyone has to give me their seat. I suddenly can't. I'm having trouble lifting the, could you get me my drink? There it is.
Good.
I am definitely, like, I'm
good.
Exploiting.
Okay, your muscle is exploiting your pregnancy. Mark, I think I can count on you for a good, solid jackal tonight.
What's really been irritating me is I can't stand the use of the word, on brand. I don't like when people talk about themselves as a brand and whether they're doing something on brand, like the content. That's the other thing. Content for things that people do creatively, that's their content. Why isn't it their art? Why aren't they a person creating art? And I think that if you know me, you'll know that that rant that I just said is very on brand for me. And I've just provided you some wonderful content.
I want to thank Ellie, Mark, and Lori for being here. We are back. Ellie Kemper's book, My Squirrel Days, is out in paperback now. Go get it. You can see Mark Maron's movie, Sword of Trust, in select theaters and on demand now. Also, Glow is coming back, season 3, August 9th on Netflix. Lori Gelman is behind the bar. Her book, You've Been Volunteered, a class mom novel, is out next Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kristen from Michigan is on the line. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Ellie. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
My question is for Mark.
Okay.
So you've had over 1,000 episodes of your WTF podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Who has been your all-time worst guest?
You guys.
I'm making you talk.
I get very diplomatic about this because, oddly, even the ones that I'm uncomfortable with, I find interesting because I don't really know a lot of the people that I talk to. So I don't know that there was a worst guest. There have been difficult guests.
We got a question for you about one of your podcast episodes that I was unfamiliar with. I guess when you had Gallagher on, you confronted him about his homophobic and kind of racist jokes and he stormed off.
Yeah, that was weird because I was on the road and I recorded it in a hotel room.
Okay.
You know, and I just found out he was in town and I'm like, yeah, he's part of comedy history.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting thing. And I was really not, indicting him. I was just asking him why was he doing that and didn't it seem wrong to him or whatever? And he just got all upset. He's like, I know what you're trying to do.
That's a good Gallagher impersonation, by the way.
And he like gets up and just storms out of my hotel room.
Oh my God.
And I think what's really the funny part about that was I'm just sitting there alone, but I still had the mic.
Yeah.
And you could hear me go, oh, come on, Gallagher.
That's amazing. But by the way, what a great moment for the podcast.
Yeah, people kept wanting me to get T-shirts that said that.
Yeah.
Come on, Gallagher.
Let's go to Jeff from Nevada. Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to say congratulations, Andy. You're having a phenomenal year.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And my question is for Ellie.
Okay.
What is your reaction to John Krasinski becoming a huge action star with movies like Jack Ryan and A Quiet Place? And did you ever imagine Jim from The Office would get so hot?
What if I was furious? I was like, I am so angry he's an action star.
Right.
I love it. He's the nicest guy there is. I think it's great that he's an action star.
By the way, but I think he was pretty hot when he was Jim from The Office.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why everyone adores him. I mean, he's like, he was like the hunk of The Office,
yes,
right? So I watched the show before being on it, and that's like how he was known, right?
Yes.
The heartthrob of The Office. So I don't think it's such a great leap. He was always hunky and handsome. And why am I talking so much about
Last call of the night, Shayna from Delaware. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you.
Hi, Ellie. And my son Charles fell in a crush with you on The Office.
Oh, thanks. I'm his John Krasinski. That's
nice.
Great.
Nice.
Okay.
Mark, I was wondering what were your interactions like with Joaquin Phoenix on the set of The Joker, and was he in full method mode during the filming? I was wondering, because he seems like an intriguing person, but you're not.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I had to do a scene with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro, and I met Robert De Niro, and he was very nice, kind of shy, you know, not a big talker, and Joaquin was pacing over there, dressed as the Joker, and it was made clear to me that you just sort of leave him over there. You know, you don't approach him, don't even, they didn't say it like, don't do
right,
that.
Right, right.
It's just sort of like, hey, maybe it's not a good idea, he's
Let
doing his thing.
Let him do his thing.
So yeah, so he was deep in.
Right,
yeah.
Right. All right, let's leave it there. I want to thank Ellie and Mark and Lori Gelman. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.